Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and it is boiling hot.
Yo.
You know how hot it is? Let me tell you how hot it is.
How hot is it?
That's Marcus Hayes. I walked outside to get in my car today, and my glasses steamed up.
Oh.
For no reason except humidity.
How cold
and
is your house?
Stupidity.
Very cold, I'm sure.
67.
Maybe Gail was in the car.
It's 67.
Gail was in the car.
And she's, Gail was in the car at 3 o'clock this morning in your dreams.
All right. Maybe she was coming home.
We got a remarkable radio program for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start with the birth of the new Philadelphia superstar. Somebody everybody has fallen in love with.
Oh.
And I want to be the first to announce it so people will focus.
Okay.
Because I am having one little struggle with this guy, but I'm getting over it.
Okay.
All right. Then, Al, we're going to deal with some of the most vicious backlash I have ever received. I'm hearing from Marcus Hayes. They got it over at TheEnquirer.com.
Uh-huh.
The people that still love Pete Rose are on attack mode. And one of the people they're attacking is me.
Oh.
With personal attacks, vicious personal attacks. And I'm not going to say what I did on email.
You handled it well, did you?
I did handle it. I handled it with a lot of delicacy, a lot of sensitivity. All right? Out, we got a new story about Ben Simmons and the great effect he's having on the Brooklyn Nets. That's working out super great. And we have his guest today. A lot of people have asked me this, and we just checked his Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard Eskin did not deal with what happened with Pete Rose, even though Howard Eskin has been a friend of Pete Rose's for, God, two generations?
Well, I will say this.
40 years?
He probably wasn't there. He was at Vermeil's thing this
weekend. I understand.
And I'm just saying, he drove home.
Yes, so he monitored gas prices the whole way.
Yes.
While Pete Rose was immersed in a huge controversy, Howard Eskin was monitoring gas prices. We will have Howard out at 7, and he will break his silence on Pete Rose. And he, oh boy, that, Al, I did not know till this weekend, till yesterday, how sensitive that issue is.
Mm-hmm.
I just came out and did what I normally did and yelled and screamed like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started reading the emails and I found out they thought I was worse than an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have, this led me, Al, to book a guest myself. Because I almost booked him as a private patient. At 8:30 today, Dr. Joe Fish will be on.
Oh.
The psychologist to explain why people, Al, have a hard time shedding their sports heroes when their heroes prove they're not worthy of their adulation.
Right.
He will deal with that. At 8 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks from Training Camp, Al, on what's going on with the guy I'm about to talk about.
9 o'clock, Training Camp today is so hot.
And 9 o'clock today, Al, we are going to Detroit. Fine radio guy out there, Jim Costa, has been following the Lions.
Okay.
And my plan there is to make people nervous about the season opener.
Okay.
Because the Lions are doing a different preparation than the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. They're all over social media.
Yes.
And Dick Vermeil yesterday sent out an alarm when he was on our show out right at the end. And I want you to hear that, too. We got all that. One other thing we're going to do. We do have Dr. Bob on, Al. He has given diet tips today. because of the John Kruk diet. John Kruk ate a lobster, a surf and turf, a lobster and a big piece of meat.
Yep.
Then he had two
double baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes. Yep. That's a heavy item.
Yep.
And then two big ears of corn.
Yeah.
He said he ate them, and then he weighed himself the next morning, and he was 5 pounds lighter.
What the hell?
So we have agreed. And I just wanted, before I start, Kyle Quinn is here. I gave him this assignment.
Right.
Now, if somebody offered you a $100 meal, mm-hmm. right, lobster filet, two potatoes, you would do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you were 6'2", 127 pounds.
He's skinny. Wow.
You lateraled the assignment to Dan Wilson.
Yeah, I'm watching my figure.
You watching your figure? You look like a scarecrow.
What figure? Point.
Wow, you are not going to eat that stuff today.
It's a little early for all that butter, I think.
You have no figure.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Your figure is the number one.
Let me get to the birth of a Philadelphia superstar. I've seen these, and I could see this coming from a mile away. Sunday night, right across the street from where the Phillies were destroying the Nationals all weekend, and Pete Rose was making an ass of himself.
Right.
Across the street, A.J. Brown. Took 30,000 people that were in that building and showed them why he's the next big star in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
He caught a ball in the corner of the end zone, right, in traffic.
Yeah.
Everybody looked around and went, whoa, that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. Brown, Marcus, you cover this. A.J. Yeah. Brown is going to be a big hit in this city, isn't he?
He's following the Bryce Harper template.
Yeah. All right. What is the template?
Be positive.
Positive.
Earn your money.
Mm-hmm.
Play hard. And pander to the fans.
All right, pander. I don't love that verb, but I know what you mean. I'm going to give you an illustration. Al, he did an interview on the Eagles website with Dave Spadaro, mm-hmm. the Eagles insider. And in the course of answering a question about his mindset, he not only gave you great stuff to think about, he even admitted something about himself. This is honesty and excitement all rolled into one. Here's Spadaro and A.J. Brown.
A.J., why are you a great receiver?
My mindset. My mindset. I believe I can do anything and everything whenever I want to, you know, and just how I approach my day-to-day efforts. You know, I try to stick with my routine over like, motivation. You know, I'm not always motivated, but if I can stick to my routine, I'm being very disciplined.
How, you know, Rhea, I know exactly what he means because I am a routine maniac, right?
Yes.
Because a routine keeps you in such a locked in that you're always ready. The routine won't let you not be ready. And he even acknowledges in there, I'm not always motivated. This is how I keep myself motivated. That's a beautiful answer. And that's a beautiful, beautiful wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You on board?
Strong.
On board?
Not with the I'm not always motivated part.
No, the I'm not. He has found a way to steer around
okay.
it. Not everyone's totally motivated at all times. Look at Al. Al's very rarely motivated. Do you feel motivated today, Al?
Yeah.
Looks are deceiving.
See the answer? That tells you he's not motivated.
You can hear it in his voice.
And then I said, hold on. Here's how you know. The guy's been in the NFL for a couple of years, and he's played for a old school style coach,
right.
Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel, this is the best thing. You can even see video of Mike Vrabel at the draft when the announcement was made that the Titans had traded A.J. Brown here for the 19th pick of the draft.
Yes.
All right, you could see his anger. He was on just before that, a couple of weeks before that, on the Rich Eisen show. And he was asked about whether or not A.J. Brown, who was involved in contract issues with the Titans, whether or not A.J. Brown was going to get traded. Here's Vrabel.
Is A.J. Brown on the trade block, Mike Vrabel?
As long as I'm the head coach. I love A.J. professionally, personally. You know, I've gotten to know him well as his coach and enjoy, you know, seeing him as much as I possibly can. So, as long as I'm the coach here, I would want to have A.J. Brown on my football team.
They did not get rid of A.J. Brown, Al, because he was a problem. They got rid of him because he was expensive.
Money. Yeah.
That was all it was.
Yep.
And Howie, because he is great at the salary cap, he found a way to maneuver it so he could pay the guy. Got him long term. Got him out for just the first round pick, the 19th pick, second half of the first round. That's a brilliant Howie Roseman move. And there, Howie afterwards, Al, was explaining why he wanted to bring him to this city. Listen, Al.
We had a lot of love for A.J. Brown in that draft. I'm really excited to get him, just in terms of how coach can use him and his vision for A.J. Brown in this offense. And
All right. Just help me with this, Marcus.
Right.
How exactly does A.J. Brown change the Eagles?
He gives them – it's like having another tight end. He's uncoverable in the middle.
Yeah.
And – he's relatively as we saw last night with the 30-yard touchdown pass.
Yep.
He's the kind of guy, despite not having superior size, Megatron size, he wins one-on-one battles against good cornerbacks. James Bradbury had him blanketed.
Yeah.
He out-physical James Bradbury, made the play, corralled the ball all the way to the ground, and that's just something we haven't seen here maybe since T.O.?
Yeah. You know, his name keeps coming up when you talk about AJ. You know, you keep going, you know, T.O.'s probably the closest thing to that, right?
And
that was almost a generation ago.
And he might be the best receiver in the history of the Eagles.
Whoa! I wasn't ready for that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold
just
on, I'm
that,
choking. Yeah, that, he could be. You're
that
right, though.
Season he had.
You got a Quick. You got a Howard Carmichael. And this
Tommy.
Guy. Tommy McDonald, right. This you're saying this guy could reach that level.
This guy could be at that level now.
Wow. All right. And that's why, Al, I have decided to be in a generous mood today.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to look past the fact that he is wearing a number I hate right now on the Eagles, number 11, formerly Carson Wentz.
Right.
I'm going to let it slide.
All right.
I'm going to be okay with it. I've worked with my head over the past 24 hours, Al. And have told myself, don't think of it as Carson Wentz's old number.
Well,
think of it as other people's old number that you like better.
Okay.
So I'm working on who else
had
11.
Or you could think of it as A.J. Brown's new number.
Yeah.
No, but I need.
It's pretty simple.
No, I can't. When I look at an 11 in green, I see Wentz, but not anymore. You know what? It's time I mature. It's time I move forward. So I am offering you today as one of our prizes. An A.J. Brown Eagles jersey.
Nice.
Is that nice, Al? And that was a special request I made to Sidney Webster to make sure we would have an A.J. Brown jersey today, among other prizes. And all you got to do to win today, the judge is Mr. Al Morganti.
There you go.
People, famous people, past or present.
Yes.
Who go by initials, not a actual first name.
Oh.
You got that?
Yeah, that's
a lot
letters.
Of sports. Do you
there's
know
some
we
people
have...
now, that's their actual name.
I know it
they
is.
They don't even have
I
a name.
I don't like that.
I do. It makes it much shorter. It's
all
easier.
Right. Do you want to know what A.J. Brown's actual name is?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I told you he wasn't motivated. Didn't I tell you that? Rhea, these are two names that do not at all go together. I could see why I went with A.J.
All right, let me hear him.
Arthur Juan Brown.
Arthur Juan.
What's Arthur wrong? And Juan don't go together
Arthur
to
Juan,
me.
It's kind of hard to say.
Arthur Juan Brown.
Arthur Juan Brown.
That's an odd combination, right, Mark?
That's a tough name for a guy in A.J. Brown's demographic.
But then, when you say A.J. Brown, it sounds great.
It sounds cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for people. If anybody out there goes by initials, I'd like to talk to you, too, because I think you're telling your parents up. You didn't care for their choices for your
I
real
I wish
name.
You hadn't told me that name. I like A.J.
Arthur Juan Brown. Let's start it off with my man Tyrone in Delaware. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
A.J. Brown, are you excited?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
I mean, if you watched him in Tennessee when he was playing with Ryan Tannehill in a basically run-first offense, he still put up numbers with a mediocre quarterback out there.
It's true.
So you come down here, you know, we don't know what Jalen's going to put out, but you got to think that he's going to be a lot better from the pocket, and he's going to be one of those guys who gets open during them scramble drills that Jalen can throw the ball to, which you saw in that James Bradbury play.
I just, you know what it is? I just hope he's open enough to make it easier for Hurts. I want Hurts to succeed, And I think he gives him a better chance to succeed. You seeing it that way, Marcus?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're talking about. Yep. He doesn't have to be open to be open.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
And if Jalen Hurts can digest that and trust that,
yeah,
that opens up a lot of it. And who benefits the most from it? Not Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert.
Goddard does. All right, of receiver A.J. Brown is.
Well, no, because of the style of quarterback that Jalen Hurts.
Whatever it is, Ty, I want Hurts to succeed. Because I saw that movie made on Brandon Graham. Right. I know Brandon Graham's old and he's covered off leg problems and all. That cut was phenomenal.
He did that to the Saints last year, too, in open field. One of the Saints, he did that to him, scored a touchdown.
Ty, I love that element. I like a quarterback who can get me the first down with his feet if I need it.
Yeah, he's not one-dimensional. And remember, Jalen threw a lot of 50-50 balls to Devontae Smith, and Devontae would have got the ball, too. So I don't think that would be an area where Jalen has a problem throwing a ball up and let A.J. go get it. He was doing that with Devontae last year.
All right, so you're excited about A.J. Brown, Ty.
Oh, I'm excited about him. I'm excited about that Jordan Davis. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Jordan Davis is a man.
Oh, my God, man.
That is the male of the species.
I'm just pushing people around.
6'8", 340. Oh, boy. Ty, you would look great in a A.J. Brown jersey. Give me somebody famous who uses initials as their first name.
Well, you got to start off with T.O.
How is that?
No.
I can't take it.
That's a nickname.
It's a nickname. No, these are people that you know his name is Terrell. You don't know AJ's name until I just told you it was Arthur Juan.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. Those names don't go together. Those names. I'm going to tell you what happened, and I don't know for sure. This is speculation. The parents couldn't agree. So, you get one name, I get the other. I like Arthur. I like Juan. All right, flip a coin. It's Arthur Juan.
Huh?
But you don't know what my middle name is. It's a spectacular middle name. You don't know what my middle name is. The problem is Arthur didn't want to be called Arthur.
Well, that's probably true. All right, hold on. I'm going to guess your middle name. Because Marcus is the name of distinction to
me. I'll give you a hint.
It's classy.
I'll give you a hint. My first name is Mark, not Marcus.
No! How did you change to Marcus?
We didn't have football at my high school, so I played soccer. There were five Marks.
Oh,
20-person soccer.
Because Marcus is cooler.
And I was the captain, so I got to be of an iteration of Mark, and they called me Marcus. And the other four had to go by their last names.
Oh, wow. All right. Marcus Aloysius Hayes.
Again, my first name is Mark.
Mark Aloysius Hayes.
You're close.
I am.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's simple.
Mark Allen?
Mark Antony.
Oh, wow.
That is
really
very cool.
Yeah. See, that is a cool name.
It's the one cool thing.
Now, why do you look perplexed? Do you know Al's real first name is Michael? Well, you got a choice between
Michael Allen or?
It's Michael Albert.
Albert. That's a great name.
No, it's not a great name because Michael's better than Al. He should have gone by Michael.
When Al was a boy, Uncle Albert was
a song by Paul McCartney.
Exactly.
And Fat Albert was a character by Bill Cosby.
Was that a Wings? Or, yeah.
215. Oh, you should have gone with Michael.
Your favorite.
You don't get a choice.
What do you mean?
They don't give you a choice
as a kid. If I had to do it again, Al, I would have gone with my middle name. I don't like my first name.
Oh, well, you can still change it. You've got a couple of years left.
What's your middle name?
My middle name is Anthony.
Well, I would have gone by
that's Tony. Tony Cataldi. Tony Cataldi.
You can always ask it on your gravestone.
I just got back from Federal Hill.
Oh, yeah, you're going to jail.
If you give me any trouble, I'm busting you in the kneecaps. Tony Cataldi.
What's the difference between Tony and Angelo? There's no difference.
Shut up.
Angelo's the little brother who got beat up.
Yeah.
Tony's the guy who protected him.
Exactly. Tony is tough. Angelo gets his ass kicked. 215-592-9494. If we come back, it's time to unveil the John Kruk diet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.